You may have heard about the shortage of farm workers across the U.S. Crews for hire work the Great Plains, following harvests from south to north. We often think of migrant farm workers as coming from Mexico or Latin America. But as Annie Baxter of Minnesota Public Radio reports, employers are now looking for help halfway around the world.
If you want to get a good view of the new global economy, just climb aboard a big green combine in the middle of a Minnesota cornfield.
Pull this shut?
Yeah.
Once inside the huge mechanical beast, you'll probably notice a few surprises. For starters, the combine is shockingly high-tech. It has a computer screen and sensors that locate cornrows all by themselves. And the driver of the combine is not your traditional farmhand from up the road, unless you consider his 9,000-mile journey to get here a mere modern-day commute. The driver, Bryn Mawr van Schoor, hails from South Africa, and he explains in his native tongue what he came here to do.
Ons troop milies. That means we combining corn.
More and more white South Africans are working on American farms. A trade group for custom harvesters says about half the workers employed by its member businesses come from abroad. Many are placed through agencies. South Africans, New Zealanders, and Australians account for the biggest portion of those foreign harvest crews. That's partly because their seasons are the opposite of ours. They can work the summer harvest here when it's winter back home. Bryn Mawr van Schoor comes over for 7 or 8 months at a time for the harvest. He's been doing it for more than a decade, despite his first impressions.
My first year, halfway through, I said I'm never coming back because I wasn't used to all the hours we worked.
He's referring to sitting in a noisy, bouncy combine for 16 hours at a time, sometimes several days in a row, in addition to doing hard manual work around the farm. Van Schoor stuck it out and ended up learning a lot from the work. Now he heads a crew of 13 South Africans at this custom harvest company in central Minnesota. They're all guest workers here on temporary visas. The visa program requires that their employer, David Stock, pay their flights to and from South Africa and furnish them with lodging. They earn $9.65 an hour, similar to the going rate for this kind of work in the region. David Stock says he'd pay an even higher wage to entice local workers, but they just aren't interested in this grueling work.
We reached a point in the mid-80s where we really were floundering with labor and just wondering what our future was in farming because we just couldn't find a good quality supply of labor.
The federal visa program requires that employers prove they tried to hire Americans. David Stock runs ads in newspapers and on the radio. Those Help Wanted ads direct inquiries to Frances Regan at the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. She says she doesn't get many calls.
People are not looking for agricultural jobs. That's just the fact of life.
Some say desperation to find labor is leading agricultural employers to exploit their foreign workers. Mary Bauer is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which studied agricultural guest worker programs in the South. Bauer says her group uncovered serious abuses that she thinks are built into the very structure of the guest worker system. The visa program tethers workers to the employer who brings them over. It's difficult to leave and work for someone else if the employer treats them poorly. And Bauer says some employers even seize workers' passports.
We have routinely heard employers say to us, you know, like, I bought these workers, I own these workers. We're uncomfortable with the system that creates that kind of sense of ownership in workers.
But Bryn Mawr van Schoor, the South African working in Minnesota, says he doesn't mind the hard work. No one seems to be forcing him to do it.
We just keep going all the time, and that's what keeps you alive, I guess.
And it keeps Van Schoor and his 1,000 or so compatriots who come over here to work focused on the tasks at hand. Even when Van Schoor sleeps, he says, he dreams of harvesting corn. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter in St. Paul.